It is a total learning experience. Every time I'm with somebody, it builds on the next person and the next person and the next person. You're not going to know it all. You're going to be in some situations where you might feel uncomfortable. You might not know what to say, afraid of saying the wrong thing. I have still been in those situations.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Epstein was formally charged today by New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman for both conspiracy and sex trafficking charges of underage girls. Assistant FBI Director in charge of the New York office, William Sweeney, also has a message for everyone.
If you have been victimized in any way, or if you are somebody who has any additional information about his alleged illegal behavior, we want to hear from you. Whatever age you are now, whatever age you were then, no matter where or when the incident or incidents took place.
Aftershocks continue to rattle people's nerves and buildings near Ridgecrest in Southern California. Since Sunday night, at least 12 aftershocks of 3.0 or higher have shaken the desert community. California Governor Gavin Newsom also said the damage from those quakes is up around $100 million. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Monday, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson spoke about the help the community has provided the Chicago Police over the 4th of July weekend and the need for it going forward.
We don't like seeing this gun violence in our city, but we can't do it alone. We just can't. You know, and that's why I like to commend our community partners who helped us.
This 4th of July weekend, there were 6 deaths, which is fewer than in recent years when the holiday weekend took place over 4 days. The Big Apple set to honor the U.S. women's soccer team. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City holding a ticker tape parade for the United States women's soccer team after their 2-0 World Cup victory over the Netherlands yesterday. It's their second World Cup win in a row and their 4th overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes on Wednesday morning.
The women also won the World Cup back in 2016 as well. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is forming a bipartisan commission on international human rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs who will provide me with advice on human rights.
Speaking at the State Department on Monday, Pompeo says the bipartisan panel will review America's human rights role in foreign policy. Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief Roy Villarreal is defending his agency's performance as they try to manage the influx of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
We do our best, but we have simply been overwhelmed. And to assert that there are concentration camps along the southwest border is absolutely absurd.
Villarreal was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Democratic lawmakers in Congress have accused DHS and Customs and Border Protection of holding illegal border crossers in unsanitary and inhumane conditions. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that makes New Jersey 9/11 first responders eligible for accidental disability pension.
Our message today is crystal clear. We remember, we honor, we act.
The governor reminds us,
we now know that the air at Ground Zero posed just as much a risk as the tangled remains of two once proud buildings. The 9/11 attacks have taken their toll on the health of too many of these heroes.
The bill is to be named after Clifton, New Jersey firefighter Bill Reese, who helped at Ground Zero following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're in the studio, and we're missing our guest today. So these things happen. So we are going to just catch up on some of the local news that's going on in and around Hunterdon County. And we may end up with someone calling in, or perhaps our guest just got a little delayed. Things can be a little crazy around the county, but we definitely want to kick off our show and do our commercials and our weather, and then we'll be back. Definitely want to talk about the $6.9 million emergency training complex that's going around in Hunterdon, and there's some other exciting news that we'll make sure that we get to today. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so here we are with our weather for today. Now, I have to say, when I looked at the weather last week, the definite weather day for the week was today. I was so jealous. I had to work today. I said, oh, this is, you know, going to be a beautiful weather, low humidity, 84 and sunny. And what did it do? It just rained the entire day. So it's pretty much a washout, although the sun's peeking in right now, or peeking out and peeking in my window here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. So it says it's cloudy right now, which is just after 4 o'clock, but 5 o'clock we're looking at some mostly sunny skies, and it's about 72 degrees. The sun will be out without clouds. It'll be 74 degrees at 8 p.m., so that is pretty good. But now tomorrow is the most beautiful looking day, definitely a beach day. High of 87, completely sunny. Wednesday, we have a high of 89. And then we have some showers Thursday and Friday. But it's a beautiful weekend for a change. We have a high of 88 on Saturday, and the exact same thing on Sunday, a high of 88 as well. So that's 3 days. You can get over to the Jersey Shore if you have not gone already. Now, I know sometimes we have people who are in the studio or call in and say Jersey Shore isn't the only beach, or friends like to point out Maine also has beaches, as do Rhode Island natives. So we acknowledge those, but you know, there's nothing like the Jersey Shore. So try to get out there Tuesday, Saturday, or Sunday of this week. And I'll even look at the forecast for Atlantic City and confirm that is, oh, Atlantic City, the only day it might possibly shower is Friday. And we have full sun Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So never mind my day here and there. You can have a whole week at the Jersey Shore. So this is the week to go. Hope you get out there. We'll do a commercial and we'll be back in the studio. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so here we are back in the studio. So I wanted to go over something I was excited to see online, and you can find it on our Hot in Hunterdon page, but a training facility, an expansion of a training facility in Hunterdon County, that to me is very exciting to see what's going on with that and How much will it cost? Where will it be? Is it something in existence now? Is it getting expanded? So let's take a look at that. We found it at Tap Into Net, which is the Tap Into Flemington Raritan online source. And it says Hunterdon approved $6.9 million emergency training complex. And this will be for volunteer firefighters. They'll train in a special burn tower that will be built at the emergency services. So approving this emergency services training complex, it's to serve volunteer firefighters from 27 county volunteer fire companies and other emergency first responders who receive state-required training at the upgraded 8-acre site. So do they tell us where the site is? The upgraded complex in Clinton Township is to include a 40-foot live burn training tower. It will replace the existing facilities, which officials said are between 26 and 40 years old and due for replacement. I guess maybe some parts of the facility are 26 years old and some are 40. The capital funding for the project was approved in an ordinance 3 years ago, so I don't know why we're just doing it now, but the development of the training complex has moved through many iterations. Well, I guess now we know. And the county worked with the Fire and EMS Chiefs Association and the training staff to develop the plan. So the volunteer firefighters will tell you nothing beats live practice to build teamwork. Well, I think more than just teamwork, I think that it helps to save lives during these emergency responses. So the training complex had 4,500 registrants for 239 programs last year alone. I don't know where this training complex is, but apparently there are 4,500 people that went through the door. They do basic and advanced firefighter certifications, all required by the State Division of Fire Safety for volunteer firefighters. And they also provide hazmat and other rescue squad law enforcement units throughout the county, State Department of Corrections, Sheriff's Officer, and the SWAT team also received training here. So it was approved 3 years ago, and I guess it's finally going to for approval. The Clinton Township Planning Board still has to approve it, and then you need public bids when the project is ready. So there'll be a 5-bay fire vehicle and equipment storage facility, facilities for confined space, concrete pads for extraction training, and intense real-life response activities, and also a facility with classrooms equipped with audio, visual, and information technology. So I hope the complex has also like a little conference center, because it's really hard to find conference information sometimes and venues for that. So that's our big news here. We're going to do a little music, and then we'll be back.
She always guessed what she's going for.
right. And we have a little music here. Now we have to catch up with our first commercials, and then we'll figure out what we're doing today. So stay with us.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Oh,
Right, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're back here in the studio. I thought we might have had a caller for a minute there, so I had to do some quick music there, but that didn't work out, I don't think. But we'll keep trying and see what happens. In the meantime, because we have had a nice opportunity to do a series with Morris County Preventionist Key the last few weeks, to be able to talk about some of the issues around recovery supports and some of the changes to the availability of Narcan. And last week on our show, we talked about what recovery support looks like in the workplace and how we can help people who maybe aren't actively in recovery but need to be, and how you can develop policies for a strong workforce or a stronger workforce. And I really enjoyed interviewing both Chris Gokey from the Morris County Preventionist Key, the executive director, and also our guest last week, because it, again, reinforces some of the things we hear but perhaps don't take enough time to think about what the numbers mean. If the number of overdoses are less, does it mean we have less of an issue with opiates and other drugs? Does it mean some of our preventative programs are working? Does it mean that less people are using, that the pure content of the drugs that are being used is not to cause so many overdoses, which we do see sometimes? So when things are pure fentanyl, certainly we see overdose numbers increasing. So as we're having those discussions, other things are happening in Hunterdon County. And one is the state is working to expand access to medical marijuana, now different than legalizing marijuana. And Clinton is the latest Hunterdon County town that is hosting some hearings about this. Flemington, what caught my attention was maybe a week or two ago, Flemington actually had passed the resolution. I'm going to go for a quick radio so I could take the phone call here, and then we'll be right back. So we're hopping around a little bit today, but I have good news. You don't have to listen to me anymore because I'm able to join us with Vince. Vince, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And we can hear you, and that is outstanding. So, Vince, tell us the name of the company and what you do.
Sure. The name of the company is called House Verify. And we're a full-service home inspection company, and people who are buying a house or selling a house call us so that they can ensure the integrity of what they're buying.
Well, we know this time of year that houses, people start to get anxious if they're looking to purchase a home, and sellers are getting nervous. They want their vacation time ready and to know that all their house sales have gone through. And the process of buying a home can be really difficult. You might find a home that you fall in love with, but I'm sure there's a lot of different types of inspections that are needed. Are you a full-service inspection company?
Yes, we are. In fact, we do pretty much everything. We provide the home inspection, the termite certification, the radon test. We also do underground oil tank sweeps, certified mold testing, and level 2 internal chimney inspections.
Well, I know some people who have purchased homes in and around this area know some of the terms of those things and how critical they are for health and safety of your family. So radon is something I'm just going to pick up because there are many homes in the area with radon levels that are high. So you're able to do a particular test because the radon testing typically takes several days, and you're able to do the testing and have results available within a certain time frame?
Absolutely. We usually place the radon testing device at the time of the home inspection. And as per state protocol, it needs to remain on site for a minimum of 48 hours. Depending on the device, it can be there for as long as 6 or 7 days if it's a charcoal canister type. Then it goes to a laboratory for analysis. So generally, you can have the results within 7 to 10 days.
That's excellent. And these are the kinds of things, if you're a first-time home buyer, you may not know the extensive testing that's needed. And I'm sure you have a lot of experience going to different houses. Do you have a lot of surprises?
Well, yes and no. You know, like, for instance, today I did a townhouse inspection right in Hackettstown, and it was a 20-year-old unit where the owner had decided to swap out the forced hot air unit and use and put in a circulating hot water system, which was excellent. But the air conditioning system was still using the ductwork associated with the old forced hot air system, and, you know, needless to say, it was over 20 years old and there were some problems there. So for a buyer, it's very important to have a qualified home inspector. We're all licensed by the state of New Jersey. We all must be insured. But as in any profession, there are some with much more experience than others, and it's important to get a good recommendation for a good home inspector.
That sounds like good advice. Vince, if you don't mind, another question. I was wondering if someone is selling their home, they don't have a buyer yet, do you recommend doing a home inspection so there's no surprises during your process when you do find a buyer, or do you recommend people just wait until they have a buyer?
I've been doing this for well over 30 years, and I love when a seller gets a pre-inspection done. A seller has an opportunity to know exactly what they should sell the house for. And then when it comes time to negotiate, it's usually much easier because the seller is providing the buyer with an actual report that identifies all of the as-is conditions. You know, so we love it when we do pre-inspections, the seller is able to really identify what they should sell the house for. We feel it's a real positive.
I think that's the route I would go because surprises are great when they're fun and they're exciting, but not so much when it could come with, a cost or a real surprise that would change your ability to sell your home. So the pre-inspection sounds like a really great idea. I'd love if you have a website or some contact information that you wanted to share. We can get that posted on our Hot and Hunterdon page, certainly.
Sure. Our website's very simple. It's www.houseverify.com. And we list everything that we can do. And the nice thing about a full-service inspection company is we can do everything in one visit, so you don't have to have three or four different inspectors. And because we can do everything in one visit, we're very thorough, we save time, and we can also save our clients a lot of money.
And I think just the stress level of not having to deal with so many other people and parts of the process, I'm assuming you manage all the results, send the results when they're available. And it's so much nicer to have one point of contact, I think, for those things. You get something in the mail, interpretation of a report on radon. It has a certain level. You may not know what it means. So it's great to have someone handling all of that for the home.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And we send copies of the report directly to the attorney. And the attorney's getting everything from one source, so they're not searching for documentation. And a home inspector is actually one of the most qualified individuals because he is a licensed professional. And when it comes to providing the other reports, there really is a degree of thoroughness that you'll find.
I'm really glad to hear that and to be able to talk to you a little bit about this. And I hope that you'll come into the studio. We'll book out a whole hour, especially this time of year. I think it's critical for people to know that they have some resources. And I know you – can we talk about what service area you cover? I'm sorry, Vince. I should have probably asked that in the beginning.
Yeah, pretty much. We handle all of North Jersey. We go all the way down to Ocean County. Okay, so, Warren and Hunterdon and Morris, you know, we're there almost every day. And, our inspectors are, they're really terrific. You know, I am the owner, and if anybody has any questions, again, my name is Vince DeLuca. I'm happy to answer anyone's questions.
That sounds great. Well, I'm going to book you for a full hour. So we have so many questions about the safety of a home and what different things mean with some of these testing. If something comes up and there's lead paint, you know, even if it doesn't mean the home is going to sell right away, but what do we want to, what can we do to mitigate those damages and make sure that our homes are safe for everyone, either new buyers or the people who currently live in the houses or dwellings?
Yeah, absolutely. And with lead paint, you know, I know the realtors disclose anything built prior to 1978 has the potential to have lead paint. From a single family residential standpoint, we don't see a lot of testing for lead paint. Usually with multi-families, three and four families, you know, plus those types of houses actually come under the authority of HUD, Housing of Urban and Urban Development.
Very, very interesting. That is something that maybe we hear about, but we don't know all the details. We're not an expert like you are in the field. So we're always happy when people can share their wealth of knowledge with us. And being a business owner, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to call in today and educate us a little bit about what you do and what your company's values are and the services that you offer. So thank you so much for calling in and spending some time with us. And I will get in touch with you soon.
Terrific. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, you guys got spared my voice for a few minutes while we were able to check in with our home inspector and learn a little bit more about the process and educate ourselves. So now we're going to delve back into where we were before, which was just talking about the different medical marijuana permits and approvals and resolutions that have been going on in and around Hunterdon County. So I think I mentioned that I was a little bit more curious about the Clinton, because at first I thought that I recalled seeing something from Hunterdon County, and I thought it was Flemington, and I just assumed I got it wrong, but it actually was Flemington that approved a resolution last month to support an application for an alternative treatment center, which is what the state calls a provider of medical marijuana. I don't know why we have to call it an alternative treatment center, but there we go. And then the resolution prompted a letter to the editor from a borough resident. And Clinton Township Council will hear a presentation from Keystone Canna Remedies. So the mayor from Clinton, Janice Kovach, who's been on our show and has her own show, she wants to present and gauge interest in Clinton hosting a dispensary, which could be in the TD Bank building near the car wash on West Main Street. Oh, it could be in the TD Bank building. So I'm not sure why it would be in a bank building. I always thought they were secured facilities there, but we're going to find out about that. So that meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. And do they say when the meeting is? Let's see if we could find this out. Let's see, July 9th, which is tomorrow. So this will be tomorrow in Clinton. So it's not too late. It's always good when you're into a discussion for 15 minutes and you're not sure if it's still relevant. But guess what it is. So you could go to this if you live in Clinton tomorrow night and weigh your opinion. I think that they're looking for some honest information. That meeting will be at 7:30 Tuesday the 9th at the Fire Department building on New Street. And the state is seeking to increase access to medical marijuana, and some residents have reached out asking what role the county plays. And this is from the Freeholder meeting, Freeholder Susan Soloway. So the short answer is, under the current law, none. The state reviews applications for alternative treatment centers. Applications are not reviewed on the county level, nor is the county given any opportunity for input. So these things happen at the local level without any county input. So that's interesting, isn't it? Because we saw some counties doing resolutions when marijuana was possibly going to be legalized. So pretty interesting, right? So let's do a quick news break, and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Epstein was formally charged today by New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman for both conspiracy and sex trafficking charges of underage girls. Assistant FBI Director in charge of the New York office, William Sweeney, also has a message for everyone.
If you have been victimized in any way, or if you are somebody who has any additional information about his alleged illegal behavior, we want to hear from you. Whatever age you are now, whatever age you were then, no matter where or when the incident or incidents took place.
Aftershocks continue to rattle people's nerves and buildings near Ridgecrest in Southern California. Since Sunday night, at least 12 aftershocks of 3.0 or higher have shaken the desert community. California Governor Gavin Newsom also said the damage from those quakes is up around $100 million. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Monday, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson spoke about the help the community has provided the Chicago Police over the 4th of July weekend and the need for it going forward.
We don't like seeing this gun violence in our city, but we can't do it alone. We just can't. You know, and that's why I like to commend our community partners who helped us.
This 4th of July weekend, there were 6 deaths, which is fewer than in recent years when the holiday weekend took place over 4 days. The Big Apple set to honor the U.S. women's soccer team. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City holding a ticker tape parade for the United States women's soccer team after their 2-0 World Cup victory over the Netherlands yesterday. It's their second World Cup win in a row and their 4th overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes on Wednesday morning.
The women also won the World Cup back in 2016 as well. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is forming a bipartisan commission on international human rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs who will provide me with advice on human rights.
Speaking at the State Department on Monday, Pompeo says the bipartisan panel will review America's human rights role in foreign policy. Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief Roy Villarreal is defending his agency's performance as they try to manage the influx of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
We do our best, but we have simply been overwhelmed. And to assert that there are concentration camps along the southwest border is absolutely absurd.
Villarreal was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Democratic lawmakers in Congress have accused DHS and Customs and Border Protection of holding illegal border crossers in unsanitary and inhumane conditions. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that makes New Jersey 9/11 first responders eligible for accidental disability pension.
Our message today is crystal clear. We remember, we honor, we act.
The governor reminds us,
we now know that the air at Ground Zero posed just as much a risk as the tangled remains of 2 once proud buildings. The 9/11 attacks have taken their toll on the health of too many of these heroes.
The bill is to be named after Clifton, New Jersey firefighter Bill Reese, who helped at Ground Zero following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, so now we know what's going on. I don't know how much wiser we are, but I feel a little bit better being able to listen to some of the current events. I feel like any more things happen so quickly and they change so often that I really wanted to be able to pay attention a little bit today. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the opportunity for giving back during the summer for food. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this. I saw another agency, a nonprofit in a different county, was doing a program to help to address the issues with the lack of free or reduced lunch program in the summer for the kids. I wish that we had a program in every single city and every state to help to ensure that the kids don't go hungry in the summer, even though we know that they do. And so there's a couple different things that happen in the summer. There's a USDA nutritional summer feeding program that is available. A nonprofit has to apply. They're reimbursed. It's a very low reimbursement. A lot of people say that it's very labor intensive to administer, and the reimbursement for the meals are very low, and you only get reimbursed if a child eats. So there's always a risk that you'll order or have to pay for more food than what you'll be reimbursed for. So that certainly is out there. There are some towns that have it. I know I just read an article that Patterson, at the Patterson Library, there would be food. But I also saw something recently about a food distribution, like a food drive, just to try to deal with the issue where kids are hungry in the summer. And even though they are still, even with a meal for lunch and breakfast, you still have kids that don't have food when they get home or don't have food on the weekends. And we have a lot of great organizations that work on that to try to address that. But it does not erase the fact that there are many kids without food. And we really want to try to be able to address that, because there's nothing worse than being a child and being hungry and not knowing when you're going to have a meal. And certainly for development reasons, healthy food and just having enough nutrition is really critical. So I hope that if you have an opportunity to donate food this summer, I hope you'll consider donating to a local food bank. I think that would be outstanding. And, you know, kids love all things peanut butter and jelly. Always great things to donate, tuna fish, especially those packages where you don't need a can opener and the pouches just open up. Those are outstanding and amazing things. So we're going to do a quick commercial and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
That was a great commercial from Modern Design, so we love that. So the Salvation Army much more eloquently talks about the need to reverse the summer food slump. And there are a lot of food pantries and feeding programs that really are depleted over the summer months. So they say that the Salvation Army has experienced a sharp drop in food donations between May and June, and also an increase in the use. And it says that food shelves plummeted from an average of 256,000 pounds of food donated in May to 71,000 pounds of food donated in June. So that is such an incredible loss. So this is sometimes schools do food drives, or there are active groups during the school year, or people go to different areas for their vacation. They're not thinking about food for other people for some reason, for donations. So it's a huge dip in all across the country, and certainly the Salvation Army feeds 42,000 people in this one area for food. So we want to try, just think about it, when there is usually a can sale, one of the local grocery stores has in the summer. So when I always try to donate some things, spaghetti sauce is usually easy, even if you just have a burner and you don't have an oven. It's easy to make some pasta and throw a jar of sauce on there. I'm a huge fan of peanut butter and jelly, and I probably had that for dinner 3 times last week. So, and I love the combination So that's always a good one. Peanut butter has a lot of protein. It's really, really good for you. There's a brand called Goober, and they have the peanut butter and jelly, and they have grape and strawberry. So I always stock those, and I always like to throw those in for food donations. And pasta is always good. That's a good source of protein. Always looking for non-perishable items. I like the applesauce. That's always a good item to throw in there. They have the little fruit cups. I think they're a great hit. And sometimes the different granola bars or packs have a very long shelf stable life. So those are always good things. I really hope you'll consider it. And there's even, if you feel that you can do it, there's even shelf-stable milk, Parmalat. And I don't know if it's, I'm sure it's shelf-stable. I don't know if it's healthy, but the Yoo-hoo brand, everyone's pretty familiar with. It's not even refrigerated, so I would have to think that that lasts a long time. Those are just some suggestions. If you have other ideas, pop them up on our Facebook page at Hot and Hunterdon. And, you know, maybe you'll give me a new idea for donations. I'd love to have it. Love to think of some other things. I always throw in some cake mixes and some frosting. I bake a lot, and I think that if you have a child and, you know, money's tight, you might not be able to get out and get a cake, but it's easy to bake one or to bake cupcakes. So I always try to throw in things like that along with the canned vegetables, which are important. But the peanut butter and jelly is certainly my highlight area. So that just about wraps up our show today. Hopefully we weren't too much of a hot mess here in the studio. I didn't cut anyone off. I didn't forget to turn my mic off or on. So it was always right where it should be. We got through our commercials, no problem. Last week, half of my commercials I couldn't get to load. So we were able to tackle that together. Got through some music that I have here, probably because I don't listen to it. So I got to listen to some CDs I hadn't heard in quite some time. So we got it all done here. And next week, we'll be back in the studio for a really great show with Dress for Success. And you have some more live programming coming up after me. So I hope you enjoy that. And we'll be back next week. Have a great week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday addressing environmental issues. Now, during that speech, the president did discuss his 4th of July event in Washington, D.C., and had a big announcement.
It was a wonderful day for all Americans, and based on its tremendous success, we're just making the decision, and I think we can say we've made the decision to do it again next year, and maybe we can say for the foreseeable future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is downplaying any rift between her and freshman Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after the speaker criticized her and others for voting against a bill to provide humanitarian aid to the illegal aliens being held at detention centers near the southern border.
All I said was a statement of fact. Four of them opposed the bill.
Pelosi was speaking at an event in San Francisco, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan and creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. Democratic Congressman from California Eric Swalwell is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race. Swalwell's campaign failed to really gain any traction, and he is a close ally to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Swalwell says today marks a new beginning.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many Americans now say they can't retire. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire.